Welcome to CGSI. Come get some instruction. I am Anthony White, the Orange Tag Guy. This is episode 2 of my podcast. Today is the R of Orange, O-R-A-N-G-E. And today's topic is receptive. The question is, are you receptive? Are you being receptive? Now, I'm a big fan of the definition of these words as they represent Orange for my Orange Tag Guy logo and brand. It's the idea and the concept of willing to consider or accept new suggestions and ideas, or able or willing to receive something, especially signals or stimuli. So, are you receptive? Today, I actually had a great experience. My buddy Josh messaged me on Facebook today, and he basically had called me out on a background photo that I had on my profile. And it was interesting because a lot of people were like, hey, great photo, you know, nice. Oh, this is gorgeous. Where is this? In fact, my friend Jennifer, she actually asked and said, hey, where is this at? And then my buddy Riley and Jennifer had a conversation about where this was in Utah. And it was a gorgeous fall picture of pictures of, you know, orange and brown and yellow. And it was just gorgeous. Well, what I do and normally what I've done in the past is I've just gone online and I've just kind of looked up Utah fall and I've looked for pretty pictures and I've kind of used those for my background, more of my backdrop. Now, it's not something that I'm going out and advertising, like it's not on my page, The Orange Tag Guy. It's not on my blog. It's not on my website. It's not anything like that where I'm, you know, or felt like that I was plagiarizing or taking anybody's, you know, picture for it. And I kind of went the humorous route and I kind of said, you know, what if I, or she had said, you know, this is a gorgeous picture, you know, I wish I could have gone with you. And then I was like, wait a sec, you know, I didn't take this picture. And I'm thinking, why is she assuming this? Well, this is my own naivete. And I went through the process and just kind of said in a subtle way, or I felt this way in my mind, my intentions were subtle. It's like, so would you be upset if I didn't take this picture? And it was just something that I took from the internet. And she's like, oh, and it was funny because my friend Riley, he's like, Anthony's a fraud. And I took that very humorously. And it was one of those things. And I said, hey, you know, or I thought this, and I think I tried to message it and I don't know, my app failed me or something like that. And it didn't post, but I was like, hey, what if we kind of go together and we all take pictures and, you know, I get something authentic, et cetera. Well, my buddy Josh put on there and said, hey, you know, this is not right. You know, as a photographer, you should not be using this picture. And I said, oh, I said, and for me, I was just thinking, hey, this is innocent, et cetera. And don't get me wrong. I've been there, you know, people plagiarizing my information, my crap. And I'm thinking, dude, seriously, if you're making a profit from this, or if you're like using my information or my details, my words, whatever it is for your own benefit, and like, I get nothing from this, excuse me, you know, you need to ask first. Well, he kind of went that route and called me out. And I thought to myself, you know, am I willing, am I receptive in this? I mean, especially today being my blog and my post, well, I shouldn't say blog, but my podcast about this, about being receptive. Am I willing to consider or accept new suggestions and ideas? And I thought about that, you know, am I, you know, able or willing to receive something, especially signals or stimuli? So this idea, this definition, receptive, was I being receptive? Well, I messaged back and I said, hey, thanks, Josh, for calling me out on this. You know, my intentions weren't, you know, negative or bad, and I didn't want to rip anybody off or whatever. And since I can't really attach to somebody, because it was a simple Google search, you know, kind of popped up. I didn't even know where the website came from, nothing like that. So I'm like, you know, this is way too much out of my league. And I'm sure I have a fall picture somewhere amongst my massive, you know, storage of pictures that I take everywhere. I mean, I've probably got about 50,000 pictures that I've taken myself. So in this process, I'm really thinking about this. And I just kind of put up there, hey, thanks for calling me out. You know, I can't reach this dude or this person, so I'm definitely just going to take it off my site. And I kind of just waited to see if there was any kind of response or anything like that. Because, you know, after you put it up there, it's not like a, like I wanted to see if this was, you know, like what kind of reaction I would get from it. And it wasn't a negative one. It was just kind of like, well, dude, all you got to just do is reach out to that guy or the person and see if you can, you know, if it's all right. And I'm like, you know what? This is just way too much. or more than I intended it to be. In fact, I didn't even expect people to be liking the picture. Like, I did this for me. So like when I go to my profile, I can see the fall. Like, I want to see that picture. That's all I care about. And it's like, I don't care what other people think or the response or whatever. In fact, they almost should have like, you know, removed comments or something. I think that's a possibility on Facebook anyway. It was just interesting though, because it's the idea, was I receptive to that? You know, could I have just said, you know what, Josh, get over it or get bent, you know, or something like that. But no, I was open-minded. And that's another thing that, you know, with the definitions of these words, you know, being receptive, this is something that I go out and I'm open to all the time. Negative criticism, you know, pessimism, whatever it is. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't attach to that. I don't seek after that. But it's nice to be able to have and be somebody who is receptive so that when somebody else shares their feelings, their thoughts, their comments, you know, you're open to it. Right? I'm always open for a conversation or a discussion. Like if, unless I got like something that's really taking my time and, or I have to be somewhere, it's like, sorry, dude, I got to go. Or you know what? I wish I could have this further conversation with you, but you know, this or that, whatever. But being receptive, are we open? And in the thesaurus of this dictionary that I use, I mean, it's a massive beast and I love the thing, but in it, the thesaurus is open-minded, like being receptive is open-minded, you know, responsive, amenable, well-disposed, flexible, approachable, accessible. And it's interesting to kind of look at that. And an antonym of this is unresponsive, you know? And so with this, I kind of look at just the background or the whole process of being receptive. Are you open? Are you open-minded? Are you someone who is receptive to people's thoughts, feelings, you know, emotions? Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of people that live in this, you know, woe is me kind of mindset. And if they just kind of cry about everything and they come to me and as a coach, you know, if they're just like, oh, this is a problem, this is a problem. Listen, if you want to take the victim approach, that's fine. Not a problem, you know, but if you want to pay me and let me know if you just want somebody to listen to you, right? Because that's not what I do. Like, I'm a coach. I'm here to give perspective. I'm here to be able to help you to be able to gain results, you know, to be able to get what you want. But a lot of times it seems like people have to share and say, you know, well, you know, I'm in this and this and this. And they kind of label themselves. They judge themselves. They put themselves in this little box or they put themselves in a corner and they are just unaware of the fact that they're really playing the victim card. It's like, listen, you know, you can be a viewer and stand on the sideline. That's totally cool if that's what you want. But be a victor. You know, I call it the three V's. You know, there's being a victim, there's being a viewer, or there's being a victor. You know, it's like, if you want to be victorious, freak, face that crap. You know what I mean? But on the side of reception, again, I'm here to be able to hear what's being said. And I love the whole idea of not just listening, but actually paying attention. Listening. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Are you receptive? Because I got to tell you, in marriages that I've come across and ultimately like relationships, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be marriage. It could be, you know, parent and children. It could be, you know, work environment. It could be anything really in the essence of pulling up, I mean, even going to the shopping center, you know, like going to a grocery store. And when you're at the grocery store, you know, talking to the clerk, you know, are you someone who is receptive? Like, it's like, oh man, you know, I'm sorry. This has kind of been, and it's like, oh, like I've seen people like freak out because they haven't gotten things quick and convenient and easy and to the point. And it's like, holy crap, they had to wait like 20 seconds for something to be, you know, processed or go through. And it's like, and then they like are almost necessarily emotionally, visually, like by their facial expressions and even potentially words, like lashing out at the dude that's checking them out, you know, whether it's at like, you know, electronic store or groceries or whatever it is, you know what I mean? It's like the first one, optimistic, right? My main O, optimism. It's the idea, dude, you know, shift your mindset, but being receptive is a key as well. You got to be receptive. I mean, I can't say this over and over and emphatically, you know, reiterate enough. It's the idea of being willing to consider or accept new suggestions and ideas. So when we approach certain circumstances and experiences, like for me, for example, I'm very much a hard-headed person naturally. Like, it's taken me time and energy and effort, I mean, to develop this skill to be receptive. And honestly, I think every one of us human beings are very, you know, like self-centered and self-focused and not very open. But we have to learn to be that. You know, as a baby, it's like, gimme, 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 right? And then we learn as we grow and our brains develop and we can think more effectively, we can communicate more effectively. And it's not that we do, but we can. Then we start to develop all those skills and abilities and being receptive, not only in observation, but in practice to be able to say, okay, yeah, this is working for me. Okay. Yeah. This is not only going to help my self-preservation, but my preservation, but it's my growth, my development, my improvement. And so in this whole process, as I've come to recognize how receptive is so key to success, even if somebody's completely wrong, they're totally just feeding you a bunch of BS, you know, a bunch of crap that's just coming out of their mouth and something like that. Being receptive, like, that's where jokes come from. Somebody being jovial, somebody just playing around or whatever the case may be, even in a serious moment, you know, they're trying to, you know, pull your string or like, I've been in situations where I've observed how people will say some statement, they're totally false, and then they stop and they say, I'm just kidding with you. And it's like, if you're not open to that, then you instantly have this reaction, this judgment. And you're like, that guy's stupid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, clearly I'm not paying attention to him or whatever the case is. And even if they say, I'm just kidding with you, you're like, Oh, yeah. You're kind of funny. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's garbage. Like, and oftentimes you get this reaction because, again, it's this idea of thinking of self. It's like, you know what? I don't see any value in them. And so therefore, I'm done with them. And you write them off mentally, like in the subconscious mind, whether it's conscious, whatever it is. It's like, I'm writing them off. And then you get rid of them. And it's like, dude, can't you just be open? Be open-minded. Be receptive. Now, a lot of times people are receptive. You know, they're willing to consider or accept new suggestions and ideas when they need something, when they're in dire need or desperation and want something. Okay, so be it. Well, are you in that mode and that mindset when you're at home and you got your kid coming up to you and basically saying, hey, you know what, I need help with this, or hey, I don't want to do this, or whatever it is? Are you being open-minded? Are you able or willing to receive that signal that they're getting? I love the idea and that definition, able or willing to receive something, especially signals or stimuli, because it kind of gives us this idea of broadcasting, right? We got the internet, we've got the radio, we got, you know, people that have, I can't even freaking remember what they are, like pan radios I can't even freaking remember what they're called. But anyway, it's the idea that you can actually FM radios and like even AM, FM, et cetera, whatever. But we've got these ways of broadcasting, giving off signals, and we're sending this information out. We as human beings, we do this verbally. We also can assess people in their body language and their facial features. So not just their voice and the words that are coming out of their face, but it's like also, what do they look like? You know, what are the features in their face? In addition to that, what's their body telling you? So it's the communication, right? And we receive and we give that off in that broadcast. Well, guess what? The earth does the same thing, right? We've got gravity. We've got the rotation in the sun, and we've got all this. Well, again, broadcasting, sending off, you know what I mean? Giving off signals. You know what I mean? If somebody's kind of flirting with you, and flirting is a different topic for me when it comes to relationships and details. I think it's a bunch of crap. You know what I mean? It's like, if you can't be, well, I'm not going to get into it. But anyway, but the idea is, are you willing to receive something, especially signals or stimuli? And who knows, maybe this is a mental calling me to repent, you know, of my issues and problems and fix my mentality about flirting, right? Maybe I got to improve that. And I mean, because my natural generosity and my natural love and charity for other people and wanting to serve other people, I got chicks thinking I'm flirting with them when I'm far from it. You know what I mean? That's my issue. But again, like I said, maybe I'm calling myself out as I'm talking and explaining this. But are we willing to receive signals? Are we willing to receive that stimuli? So the idea of, you know, somebody coming in and saying, hey, you know what? I wanted to share something with you and it was just so cool. And somebody's like, dude, I don't got the time. Like, I get out of my face. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. Are we receptive? And I mean, we can literally like expand the whole entire thing. Job interviews, you know, as an employer and people coming in and it's the sense of, you know, am I receptive? Am I trying to pick up and hear and get the signals, the message, the persona, what they're trying to exude and deliver? I deal with a lot of issues that a lot of my students have and businesses have. But one of the things that I love to address with people is, are you empathetic enough to be able to see what they're trying to give? Are you open-minded? Are you receptive? Are you flexible? Are you approachable, accessible enough to be able to pay attention enough? Because that's where you really are able to get what they're putting down. And for me, I'm all about restating. When somebody comes to me and actually says, dude, like seriously, that is the ugliest haircut in the world. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Screw you, sack of crap. You know what I mean? Like if that's my natural instinct or something like that, it's like, okay, what are they trying to really say? You know what I mean? It's like, really? Well, huh. Are you like wanting to be my barber or something? You know, and who knows? Maybe that's what they're trying to say. You know, it's, I ask them a question. So what you're saying is you don't like my haircut. Is that what I'm hearing? And then sometimes you have to give them that bounce back so they can hear what was being said or my interpretation for them to actually gain that better perspective and say, oh, no, that's not what I was saying. Like it's just different. Like, I like your other haircut, dude. Like, seriously. And it was just something subtle, and yet they just really, really suck at being able to broadcast their authentic signal. They're crappy at being able to send it out, and you helped them by giving them that feedback. Now, I have too many people that take offense, far too many people that take offense that, so what you're saying is I'm fat and ugly and you don't want, and it's like, and you hear this negative tone to their voice and it's like, whoa, where in the crap did this come from? Because literally that's something, no, that ain't happening, because I was not intending that. I wasn't thinking that. I wasn't going through the process of nothing like that, but they took it that way. So it's like, no, I guess what I'm trying to say, and it helps you to kind of filter through the thoughts and maybe focus a little more effectively on what you're trying to broadcast, what you're trying to give. But if you're not receptive, it's very likely you're going to be around people or attract the other people that are also not receptive. And that's a big, big problem. Because then there's just going to be a lot of people backbiting and talking about each other, gossiping and saying, you know, she's a hooch and he's a total prick and I want to slub him, you know, whatever it is. It's, you just kind of go through this negative, pessimistic, like terrible mindset. So for you, the question really comes down, you know what I mean? Are you receptive? Because like I said, with a broadcasting tower, you know, it can send off. And I think about like dolphins, right? Apparently they communicate super effectively because they broadcast and they also receive. It's like this bouncing off kind of solar, sonar, whatever it is. And they're receptive. and it's like super effective. And then they can be in sync, you know, like going through as they're swimming through and diving through the ocean and stuff like that. And they're not like hitting each other. They're not bouncing into each other, but they're actually synergistic. They're like with each other and working, and it's so effective. So the question is do you find it, or think, as I've been talking about this in this podcast, do you think that it's an effective thing to have in your life, to be receptive, to be more willing to consider or accept new suggestions and ideas? Or I should say, able or willing to receive something, especially signals or stimuli. So this is Anthony White, the orange tie guy. I just wanted to wish you well. And how can I help you? As a coach, as a mentor, as someone who is just, again, I love to serve and I live my life accordingly, how can I help you? Reach out, you know, listen to my podcast, download it, subscribe, and I'd be happy to be able to serve you as best I can. And this is Anthony White, hoping you have a lovely, wonderful day.